Well, hello there. Hello, my name is Ruth. And
And I'm Nicole.
of course, welcome back to our channel, Movie Army Hearts to Hearts, here on YouTube and any platform, streaming platforms. The year
2025th. I like that better.
2025. 2025.
It's been a minute.
It has clearly been a minute. We miss you guys and everything. I miss coming and do this. I will admit, though, it's like, oh yeah, we're back into this routine now.
I know we have to like really get this memorized in our brain again. For a while there, every Saturday, I was panicking because I was like, oh, that's right. We're not doing it.
Honestly, I was just like kind of relieved to get that break, to be truthful.
Yeah.
So.
No, I completely understand. I've missed you. I've missed this. I'm glad to be back.
We miss you guys. Yes, we are back here. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. Again, if for anyone who's new following, we've been taking a little break due from last year due to life and hiccups and everything. But we are just so happy to be back and stuff and to talk to you guys and talk about all things Black Veil Brides.
New year, new shenanigans going on.
New shenanigans. Two things I wanted to do say before we start the episode is one huge shout out to our amazing friend Erin. For these amazing beanies, she made these beanies because it matches our sweaters right here. By the way, these beanies are amazing. They keep my
Yeah.
head warm. Like I have this one and this one that she did for Bleeders Inspired. So this one's
The
my favorites to wear over the winter.
Leaders one is cool. I can't lie. I was a little scared to put this on because I don't know about you, but I have the problem where hats are so tight and they
Oh, you get
really
the
hurt.
diaper effect.
Yeah. Okay, but this is a warm hug on my head.
Can see why people knit beanies because then you don't have to break them and stretch them in, you know?
Yeah. I love that the knit matches the fit
I know.
though.
I was not expecting it when she gave it to us. So I'm just like, we're definitely gonna do this for sure. And here we are doing it. So again, thank you, Erin, for it.
Yes, it was a cute surprise.
Also, number two is it's a little deep, but I'm sure Nicole, you have seen on the news the unfortunate events happening in LA, the fires and stuff. Oof. So for any fans who live in LA, I know there's a lot of people and celebrities who have lost their homes and stuff, and animals too, which breaks my heart to see that. But hopefully anyone in LA who is doing okay is doing fine and stuff. We truly are sorry for the disaster of nature, what has happened with the fires and stuff. And obviously, there are campaigns and links so we can go donate and stuff. I know a lot of shopping stores or online stores are doing like Black Craft Cult. They're partnering up with other artists and stuff to make a t-shirt, and all the profits would go to the LA sources and stuff for that. So, yeah.
For any fans that feel that they don't have the money to donate, remember just sharing the link for anyone to just be able to see it. That's just as much of a donation.
And we'll definitely have those links down and below if you're interested in donating and everything. I know probably most of you on TikTok or Instagram have probably seen people repost that up. So definitely go do that. Again, for any fans in LA, hopefully you're safe and stuff and just doing okay. I know it's a hard struggle to process this huge traumatic events that's happening and stuff. Like I've been seeing before and after photos and like, ouch, it's crazy how intense fire is.
I was just shocked to wake up and see how many fires that were going on in California. So for any fans that are affected by it, like our hearts do go out to you and we hope that you guys are safe.
A lot of celebrities lost their homes. Anthony Hopkins, his mansion is burned down and stuff. So,
It's just sad. It's the beginning of the new year, and for something as just traumatic as this to happen right off the bat, it sucks.
thank you to all the firefighters and EMTs for just doing your hard work. I'm sure they're exhausted and stuff, but thank you again for doing your hard work. And I hopefully the situation gets under control. It looks like it may has, but there's a lot of damage throughout the aftermath, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, and hopefully all the firefighters and EMTs are also staying safe out there too. That is
Honestly.
such a dangerous job.
Anyway, if you want to donate anything, we'll definitely have the links below. So go click it and just even share it. Share it. We'll definitely be sharing it too because it just breaks my heart. Like I can only imagine. I can't. I can't.
Let's all help each other out here. We, if you think about it, at the end of the day, we're all the same beings. We all need help. We all have stuff going on.
Positive vibes sending, positive
Yeah,
vibes, positive vibes. Happy New Year, guys. It has been a minute. Hello, we are back with this brand new year of our channel and everything, and we are still setting things up on our end for our channel. But another huge shout out to our wonderful friend, Abnormal Victoria, for creating our brand new logo. Dude, Abnormal Victoria, I love you, period. I love your artwork. I love that you work with us every single year for our new logo and stuff. And like, I need to live in your art world. That's all I have to say.
Victoria, you're so cool. When Ruth had showed me this, I lost my mind because, as I told Ruth, this gives me obviously set the world on fire vibes because of the wings, but I can see every era of Black Veil Brides in this logo and it screams Ruth and I. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And honestly, we're just excited to start off. So, but if you're reading the title, yes, we are going to start the new year with 2024 BVB recap. Everything that's happened to Black Veil Brides last year. We're going by month.
Yes, which I did correctly this time. And I will just say, 2024 had to be one of the most eventful years for Black Veil Brides.
I feel like a lot happened in some months than others and stuff. Honestly, if we missed any important events during last year, please let us know. There's a lot that happened last year with Black Veil Brides. January. It was a slow month. I typically think it's slow month, but I just got three things. Obviously, number two top things is Lonnie's and Jinx's birthday. Start off the new year and stuff, and then I did see on Twitter on or X, whatever it's called now. The 9th is when they announced the Bleeders Tour in South America and stuff.
January was slow.
It's always
What is
slow.
January?
February.
I have the Heart of Fire merch drop that came out.
Same here. That's what I have. The Heart of Fire merch drop, which they had the pin, if I remember correctly, the shirts, long sleeves. Is that it? I can't remember.
Yes, you were correct, Ruth. Those were just the three things that came out, three merch designs that came out. I think the cool as fuck blue shirt and then the blue enamel pin.
The pen was amazing. I'm glad I got it. And Nicole got it too.
I should have got the shirt though.
Shirt looked dope though. I will admit though. It
The
did.
shirt was so cool to see
Again.
blue and icy blue.
Money. Money. March.
February was also uneventful,
Yeah, I
so.
only got two things in March. I don't know what you found in March.
So I know March they kicked off their South American tour for Bleeders.
The only two things I found is on the 19th of March, they announced the Bleeders EP announcement. That's when the announcement was dropped out that the Bleeders EP was coming out. And then on the 26th of March is when a Tell the Tale documentary came out on YouTube and stuff, which we did go over on our channel.
We did, yes. For anyone that has not seen that documentary, please go to Black Veil Brides' YouTube page and check it out. It is worth
Got
it.
the snippet of the last part of for the Bleeders and stuff, which is fun because like when that a tale small mini documentary came out and towards the end we got a snippet of Bleeders and stuff. Like people on who attended Jake's Twitch stream recognize that sound because I forgot, is it 100 gifted subs? I can't remember. That sound comes on when someone on Twitch stream gives 100 people and stuff. It's crazy. So
Look at Jake just putting like
yeah, he
the
just made that
Easter
sound and
egg.
then he just like played that sound whoever gives 100 subs. Twitch streamers, I don't know. And so he incorporated that sound to the Bleeders. It was kind of fun to see that in the Jake's Twitch stream Discord and stuff. So yeah.
He was literally just throwing it right in front of everyone's faces. And like, maybe
Apparently.
some knew, but some probably not. I think also in March, that's when they dropped the Faithless merch drop too. The Faithless merch drop had once again the t-shirt and long sleeve shirt logo design and the Faithless ring.
Right, I forgot about that. Holy crap,
Yeah.
the ring is somewhere. Ring and was there shirts? Yes, no, I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, it was the ring, and there was just, the short sleeve shirt and the long sleeve shirt design. I think they kind of redid like the demon,
I got
and
the short
everything.
sleeve when it was on sale or something. It's so cool.
It was a really cool shirt. I think the back, if I'm not mistaken, was all
Lyrics.
like blood splatter red with the
Yeah.
words and everything. It was a really cool shirt. The ring was cool. My only complaint with the ring is there was only like three ring sizes, and they were humongous. Ruth and I have it, but they don't fit our fingers.
No, it just stays in there. I mean, look how thin my fingers are.
I know. I'm like, dang it. Like they were just two sizes up from mine.
I will say this, the last year's merch collection, obviously a lot of fans have been connecting the dots of just like, oh, they're doing one for each song from their self-titled album and stuff, and which was great, and then we'll get into it more. But whoever BVB has on their merch design, graphic designs and stuff, killing it. I approve.
Yes, you guys are literally nailing everything. And I know that it kind of came to an end before finishing the album. If we could pick that up this year, that'd be great.
April, I feel like a lot has happened in April.
April was the most craziest month out of the year.
Honestly, like I have a quite a few here, so where should we start?
I mean, let's just start off with the fact that April is the month that kicked off the North American side of the tour for Bleeders.
Leaders, and they started in was it? It was in somewhere in California. I can't remember on the
Yeah,
top.
it was like Sacramento, California, right? Something
Yeah,
like that.
and before the Bleeders tour start in the U.S., it was announced on the 2nd that BVB was partnering up with American Red Cross for donation of blood. So if any fans made an appointment, had proof of the appointment of the donated blood to save lives and stuff, you got like a free exclusive like pin, patch, and poster when you went to the concert, which was pretty dope. I donated blood.
I wish I was brave enough to donate blood. I regret.
It was pretty cool. And then I saw that on the 24th of April, the Bleeders trailer teaser came out and stuff on inline. And then on the 26th, the Bleeders music video was premiered.
Which couldn't have been more perfect, especially for Ruth and I, because it came out the same weekend that Ruth and Ryan came out to see Hudson and I so we could all attend the tail together in Denver.
Denver, Colorado, the 29th.
That's right. What were we, like the third or fourth stop?
Or fourth,
Third.
like something.
Third or fourth?
It was that. What was the venue called again? I forgot.
The Ogden Theater.
Ogden Theater. It was, dude. You weren't kidding. Denver fans go freaking hard. Like I have never experienced that amount of energy at a concert for a bit. And you weren't kidding. I'm like, wow. Okay, BVB loves Denver. Can I move here? Because apparently Washington sucks.
No, I'm really glad that you and Ryan got to experience it, to be honest. These are our people.
It was awesome to go there. And obviously, like if you didn't see on our social media account, like Andy shouted us out, which was unexpected before they played Blackbird.
It was the most memorable moment of last year for me, for sure.
Dude, so many first things in that concert. Like they played Temple of Love. That was the first time I've ever played Temple of Love.
I think it goes without saying we were spoiled. Just a bit.
Little bit. And obviously, Nicole and I got to meet Cece again for the Christian Mingles.
Yes, and I want to just thank Ruth once again. Because if it wasn't for Ruth having the CC mingles, I wouldn't have been able to meet CC. So thank you. I do know also in April, kind of a little side thing, Andy Biersack did an interview with Nick Nocturnal.
All right. I didn't.
Yes, anyone that wants to go and check out that interview, I highly recommend it. It was very good. Also, I could be wrong on this. Didn't Sick New World Festival happen in
It
April?
did. I think that was part of the. I think that was either the second or third stop they did before they would continue on with the Bleeders tour. And they had the obviously Lee from the Saint Seum did the jackets and the Victorian like collared poofy shirts and stuff. That photo looks sick.
It made Ruth scream like Godzilla, you guys. It was everything she didn't know she needed.
Just happy Lee got the opportunity to talk and made the jackets for Blackfoot Bites for Bleeders. Like, dude, come on.
Then that's also the month that they were on the cover of Rock Sound magazine as well.
Rockstar, which looks like this one.
Yes, that one right there for anyone that does have it or does not, it is right there.
I just have to point out, Lonnie, you look like Bob Ross.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you.
I love Bob Ross Rilani. I really do. And so when this Rocktown magazine came out, and when I saw him, I'm like, Lonnie, you're doing the Bob Ross feel. Picking it. Now could he just do a joy a painting now?
Yes, petition for Lonnie to go live for like Halloween dressed as Bob Ross doing a painting. That would be everything on your Patreon, sir.
Patreon, you have to do that now. We put it out there. May.
I don't know if it belongs in May. I can't lie. I think it happened towards the end of April and the beginning of May, but that's also when Falling in Reverse announced their Popular Monster Tour Part 2. And that is when, I don't know if tickets went on sale like really quickly during the Bleeders Tour, too.
Yeah, so what I got from that is the date if went on Twitter. The 7th is when the Falling Reverse Most Popular Monster Tour Part 2 was announced, and then on the 10th is when tickets went on sale, and obviously BVB announced their VIP, what was going to happen and stuff with their I forgot. You get to get murdered by Andy and slap a slash thing and get your razor and stuff. So
I couldn't say that was the problem because it all happened so fast right after our show. And that's why I was like, wait a minute, what is happening?
no, and that's it. And obviously, we did talk about that more in depth, and how that was a lot of mixed emotions and mixed opinions of stuff about that. But honestly, and then on the 23rd, exclusively on Playbill website only itself for a bit now, was the music video of My Friends.
My friends. Yeah, that was exclusively to Playbill, which I didn't know what Playbill was. Ruth did. She had to inform me, which once again, thank you, Ruth, and Black for Brides, very proud of you guys.
Honestly, the fact that, okay, I know I said that when we did the in-depth video, but like, I still am so proud of BVB. And the fact that Playbill gave them recognitions of like, oh, you did a Sweeney Todd inspired video. It's all Sweeney Todd. Yeah, we will gladly put you on our website exclusively and stuff. Obviously, the video now is on YouTube and stuff, but for a bit, it was exclusively on the Playbill website only. So,
Yeah, I think the video moved to YouTube like a month or two later.
yeah, so Jude, I was freaking out. I was like, the fact that, again, Playbill, when I told Nicole that, she had no idea what I was talking about.
I was like, huh? I guess that's why I was like, what's the, I was like, exclusively on Playbill. I'm like, what's the big deal with Playbill? Now I know.
June, got a couple things there.
Yes, we did have another Black Veil Brides merch drop from the Black Veil Brides self-titled album.
Devil in the Mirror, which was that cool mirror Victorian thing that most fans got. Like, dude, the fact that we got a Black Veil Brides mirror, dude.
Can I just say that the fact that it was limited edition and it's still up for grabs on their website, I'm kind of blown away. No, you're telling me no one wants that mirror?
It's beautiful, the mirror. It's right here for me and stuff. I love it.
It's the last thing I would have expected Black Veil Brides to do for merch, and I love it.
When it dropped, I'm like, that's a mirror. That's a mirror. Okay, everything else. I want the mirror.
We snagged it so fast.
Honestly, it was like, any accessories from Black Veil Brides? Yes, give it to us. And I feel like on the 17th, which was obviously for the BVB Army's BVB International Day, not only was it BVB Day for every BVB fan, but it was also announced that Devil's Night announcement came out for the UK and London for October 31st. What creeper?
Ruth and I were seriously debating for the longest time
We
about
had
getting
a very
tickets.
intense, thorough conversation.
We had multiple. I think we talked about it
We were
several
looking
times.
at flights and stuff and just like
I
everything, you know.
know. We were like, we can make this work.
And it was also that day where BVB's Curse Cosmetics makeup collection was also announced and launching and stuff. And I think officially launched on the 20th, I think. I want to say yes.
Yeah, I think you're 100% correct
Yeah.
on that.
Okay. For OG BV fans, since the age, okay, Nicole, how old were you when you got introduced to Back by 14, 15? I was 14.
Yeah, same age as you.
Okay, cool. So we waited until 14 until 29 years old or 30.
Oh my God.
So
Thank you for reminding me how old we are.
to finally get a Black Veil Brides makeup collection, which I may have used today in today's episode for the red and black.
Knew it. I saw the sparkles on the red.
But the fact that we have been, I have been manifesting it since 14. Stop. I've been begging it, and then our prayers have been answered and stuff, and now we finally have it. And dude, the Merks collection was amazing. The Kurtz coat, it was like the palette, it's amazing. I love the shape of it, all the details to it, the brushes, the mirror, the lip kit, and the lip gloss, or yeah, lip gloss, was it? Lip
Gloss, yeah, or lip oil, I guess
oil, I
it
can't
was
remember
called.
exactly, but dude, it was amazing just to have that collection, and it was just, I was a happy, 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 happy person that day when I finally got it in my hands. I'm like,
I was gonna say the box too, like Curse Cosmetics went all out on everything, not just the product, but the casing the product came in and just the entire case itself to hold
box is
everything.
huge. I have no, I'm still looking here to figure out where to display the box.
I know it's bigger than like a computer monitor, you guys.
I will admit, I don't know what happened, but I just grabbed the box. I will admit, I may have kicked it underneath my bed for safekeeping, but I don't know what happened. It kind of, the little back of the box kind of ripped a little. I'm like,
Oh no. That's okay. Sharpie it. Just color Sharpie over
yeah.
it.
I'm just like, I have no room. July.
July, that is also when they had the two secret fun personal fan interactive the unveiling
Unveiling stuff.
BVB experience.
Lucky ducks. Lucky, lucky,
Yeah.
lucky
It
ducks.
was in only South Carolina and Nebraska. Not fair. For anyone that went, you guys are extremely lucky. I hope you enjoyed it. Ruth and I did see videos online, and it looked like quite the interactive experience. One of a kind. I am mad at myself for not just traveling.
See, here's the thing. When it comes to traveling, at least for me, I'm on the other side of the country and I don't have an international airport like Nicole does in Denver. I would have to go travel to Seattle for it. Unveiling shows, I saw some Q&A footage and stuff of people going and stuff. I think that's just really cool. I want to experience that so much. I know Nicole kind of got something similar to that when unfortunately the Red Rock show did not happen and they had to do it at the Oriental Theater and stuff. I feel like that was something for her similar. I've not had that experience yet, but I'm hoping one day I will.
So I'm glad you bring that up because I think almost like 99% the same it should have been. I think the only difference was maybe the unveiling show got a bit more, I guess in a way almost like a interview with fans, not really an interview, but like fans could ask questions and Andy would respond or the other guys would, depending on who they were asking.
I did see on the 16th of July, Outbird magazine came out for them.
Yoo-hoo, another cover score.
Was it this one or something else? It was this one. No, was it the other one? It was, I don't think it was this Outburn. This Outburn magazine, I have it somewhere. I think it's downstairs. It's the one copy I gave you for your birthday, remember, with Lee's jackets.
Okay, I got you.
There, that's the one. That's the one. I have the other one downstairs. I just
Was the two, right? It was this cover and that
was that
cover.
cover and another cover? No, this cover was another one. The other cover of that one that you're holding had their bleeders jackets on that Lee made and stuff. So, and it came like the
Yes.
individual. I think I got like their the ultimate bundle. I forgot what it was called, but I got the two magazines, which I gave one to Nicole, the individual folders and stuff, and some signature pictures. Yeah, I can't remember what all came in that bundle, but that was really cool just to see Lee's work again, and then again for them to be on a cover. Really cool.
Yeah, I'm just really happy to see Black Veil Brides score more magazine covers. That's just what they deserve.
Right.
Hey.
Yes.
I love August. August was a great month.
August, Nicole?
Popular Mons Tour 2 started, and well, Hudson and I went to Spokane to go not only to visit Ruth and Ryan, but to also attend the Popular Mons Tour 2 so we could support Black Veil Brides.
In technical terms, Airway Heights, but it was still
Yeah, I was gonna say we were only in
unfortunate.
Airway Heights being 30 minutes from Spokane. I mean, come on.
No, but they were playing at a casino called here called the North Quest, and it was really cool because it's been a while since I've been to the casino. That was my first time ever going into the outside venue, which was really cool. And dude, it was amazing. I mean, obviously, Fallen Reverse VIP went in, but then we got in, had a small interaction with Blackfield Brides. We got to see Alex, Cece's wife and stuff, which was really cool. We got to meet her and stuff and talk to her. Yeah, we were like Nicole told me, like everyone else was probably wondering who are they talking
I
to.
know. It was so unexpected, though. I think that's what made it like 10 times cooler for that
I was just
experience.
because I knew she was going to be there, but I didn't know she was going to come for a VIP. So I
Yeah.
was like, oh my God, it's Alex.
That was just like, I feel a really lucky moment.
Honestly, she is so sweet. If any of you guys get a chance to meet Alex, Cece, again, I told you this, she's a gem. But it
Yes, she really is.
was really cool because like the guys came out, Andy shook everyone's hands, thanking us for coming and stuff. We had a little time to talk to them. Then we got murdered by Andy on a chair and stuff. And then we can went to our seats at the venue, and then the concert started. And even though Blackfoot Brides open for Fallen Reverse, dude, we're not playing. Like Andy, holy cow, your screams, your growls. I'm just like, I was blown away, let's just say.
It was not the Andy we were expecting. Like it was, of course it was Andy, but it's like, ooh, what? He totally like took control of his voice and just left us all gasping for air pretty much.
It was amazing. And also just like seeing the crowd give them the respect, like there was no hate. They were all cheering and singing. Because if you think about it, we grew up with Blackfoot Brides in high school. So like Blackfoot Brides and Fallen Reverse were like one of the two top, like one of the groups that mingled a lot in that era in music and stuff. And obviously, like it's Black Mass Tour, Fallen Reverse open for Blackfoot Brides, which was intense too, but really fun. So just like seeing all the fans there sing with Blackfoot Brides, cheer them, chant, and everything was amazing and stuff. It just honestly warmed my heart.
It was just great to see that connection between all the fans there. Because I feel at a lot of shows, you have people that are there to see a specific band and that band only, and maybe they don't want to interact with fans or the other bands they don't know. But this tour, it wasn't like that. At least for our show, it wasn't. And it was great because Blackfoot Brides also played their single Devil from the EP.
That was so cool to hear live. That
I know. That was unexpected.
was so cool. I mean, it was amazing. It was awesome. Obviously, we wanted them to play more, but still, hey, at least we got a chance to see them. And don't get me wrong, Ronnie did a fantastic job with his performance and stuff. Like, I was like,
Yeah.
whoa.
It was really cool to see Ronnie again. I really loved the show that he put on. It was very not I don't want to say the like in a way, I guess it was theatrical. I don't know. I really
Went
loved the
all out
fire.
with like I can't remember the name. I'm still learning about Fallen Reverse, so sorry for any fans who are like really hardcore with the songs. The one he did with Jelly Roll, the country song, I forgot the name of it.
Oh, it's called, I have it. Ugh, God, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, dude, that impressed me. Like I'm not a country fan. Oh, hello, Ronnie and Jelly. Okay, I can get behind this.
I know, I could get down with that. I was like, this is actually a banger song. It's like it's country meets rock, which I know we've had from a lot of other country artists, but it's cool when you have a rock artist do it too.
I know. It was actually kind of cool just to see the whole journey of the tour for them because obviously, like in the first showing in Idaho, I forgot Boise, I think it was, they stopped first. Ronnie went behind stage with his camera crew and stuff, and so like he ran into Andy and they were showing it on the screen to make the fans go crazy and
Oh, when
stuff.
he kissed him.
And then like I forgot which show was it, but I know it was posted after a while where fake. Dance Gavin Dance and BBB were in a brawl, and like Ronnie was like, "Oh, look at it! It's Dance Gavin Dance and BBB on a brawl fighting." And you see like them on top of each other and stuff, just having such a goof off time. So it looked fun for them. I'm so happy that they got a chance to tour with them. So
I am too. I think it was a much needed tour experience for all of them.
yeah, and I'm just hoping again. I know we said this before, obviously when we talked about it. With them performing, be Blackfoot Brides performing on bigger venues and stuff. Like, dude, you saw the outdoor venue when we went to the thing. It was pretty big. It's like, it's awesome just to see that opportunity for Blackfoot Brides once again. So.
It really is. And that was the other thing that happened too, is when this tour did kick off, Black Veil Brides also released new leaders merchandise at their table, which eventually came to the online stores too.
Was amazing. I have them. September. On the 14th of September, that's when the Kerrang! Good old fashioned magazine got dropped with Andy as the cover. Good old Kerrang! I actually
It's fantastic to see Black Veil Brides back on Kerrang! Magazine covers.
Kerrang! Dude, like the photos on here is amazing. Obviously, read it if you have a chance to. It's amazing. And just seeing this in Kerrang! I'm just like, this is awesome. It's been a minute for them to be back on Kerrang! Again, so.
It has been so long. They were on like every Kerrang! Magazine back during Set the World on Fire era and like Wretched and Divine era. And then after that, it's like it stopped. And to have it go from that era to immediately Bleeders and they're on the cover, I thought, what a return to
Right.
Kerrang!
And then also speaking of Kerrang! Is when on the 9th, Black Veil Brides announced their pop-up event in the London the day before the Devil's Night at the Wembley venue. So that was pretty cool. Obviously, we saw the photos. We're like, God damn it.
It left me speechless because at first we're like, I'm sorry, what? What is this? And then to see the photos, completely green jelly I was.
And it didn't help, Chris, that you were trying to break and twist our arms, like you should go, you should go, you should go. It's a really big opportunity. It's like,
I see why you were doing it, Chris.
you would, but you know, once again, life happened and stuff. So,
Yeah.
October. So, for BVB for October, obviously the main two things was the pop-up event that happened in the UK, and then obviously Devil's Night with Creeper.
Yes, which still
I know,
angy.
which was, I know our friend Erin went and we saw that she had an amazing time and stuff. And thank you for sending us photos. Thank you, Chris, for also sending us a photo of the pop-up event. They looked amazing. They had all of Andy's like past alphas throughout the eras. All the guys received something like their records or something. I can't remember what exactly they received. And just, it was pretty cool just to see that. Like, I would have loved to be there, but you know, looking back at it now, you know, life had different things in plan of me. If I was going to go, I wasn't going to be there 100% and fully be there because my mind would have been distracted over something else. So, yeah.
Yeah, as would have mine, to be honest. It's one of those, it's like 50% of me wishes that we could have been there. The other 50%, I'm like, maybe it was a good thing that we had the time that we had to be at home. But it is a shame that we weren't there. But for all the fans that did go and attend, fans that obviously live in the UK, and then fans that are in the United States that traveled, you guys are so lucky. Hopefully it was as magical as it looked, in the photos and videos.
And then obviously, I think a lot of people, fans have seen us during the whole pop-up event and the concert itself. They're being filmed. Black Veil Brides is getting filmed. So I don't know if a documentary is coming up or something about that. So again, to all the fans who got interviewed there, I wish you enjoyed it.
We're like, we're just gonna be dwelling forever
To be
on this.
dwelling, being green jelly here and stuff, and you know, not envious whatsoever.
Oh, what you talking about? Like,
I
don't
know.
get us wrong. We're happy for you guys.
I
We
know.
are. We just
And
remanded ourselves.
also the fact that Lilith came out again for Lost Now.
We should have expected that, though. Like, we knew that was
Of course.
happening.
Well, of course.
That was a given.
See, if we won the lottery, it would be easier. Just to clarify, guys, we're in the United States. One ticket to go from the United States to the UK is like $1,000 or something.
Yeah, I think mine was like over 1200, and that's not including the hotel.
Yeah, right. So, but Nicole and I have made an agreement. If they ever do that again or something, we're gonna say F it.
F-ing going.
We're f going. We're gonna go br broke on our savings account, but.
This is the deal we're making right now. No matter how broke we're claiming to be, either one of us, we are literally telling each other no. You're going to spend all your money in England and on this show. It does not matter. You will go back broke, but when you go back, it'll be worth it.
No, not only am I going to be broke because of Black Veil Brides, but I'm going to find a day to go to the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Museum. Sorry.
That, you see, if you want me with you, I'm going to be like that little puppy that just follows Ruth around because I have no idea what I'm looking
No, here's the
at.
deal. On our way to London, we'll just binge watch the Harry Potter movies.
There you go. Yeah, keep me up to date. I'm gonna have a lot of questions.
Again, to all those fans who attended the Devil's Mine and the pop-up event, we hope you guys enjoyed it. Obviously, the spouses of each member was there too. Andy as parents, Amy and Crisp were there too and stuff. So it was a big moment for them, and congratulations again, Black Foot Rise. We're playing in the Wembley, which I hear is a very huge venue. So yeah.
Yeah, and I guess I know we talked about the pop-up museum and how it was like, I know we discussed a little bit of it, but I guess for fans that didn't know, that was also another meet and greet that happened too, where you did get to go and meet all the guys and you got to listen to them talk. So that was another cool experience for a lot of fans that attended that.
And I don't know as of right now, but I know Kerrang did the whole pop-up event thing with merch, and I think you could still purchase their merch through their website. I don't know as of right now, but if it is, I think it's still available. They had like really cool, like a scarf, a glow in the dark shirt,
Really
jacket,
cool hoodie.
hoodie, varsity jacket. That's what I was thinking.
Varsity jacket. There
Yeah.
you go.
Yeah. So like the rebels that you have behind you. So.
Oh, yeah, exactly like that, you guys. Just bleeder style. The other thing that did happen in October is just a little side thing. There was that Black Veil Brides mini digital comic book series that came out. It was illustrated by Isalora.
Dude, I love her work. She's such a huge friend. She does amazing, beautiful artwork of Andy and the guys. Like, you got to meet them when they went to the South America tour and stuff, which I'm happy she did and stuff. And she was so cute. Oh, I love her.
Isalora, you did a incredible job on the artwork. Oh my gosh, I was blown away by it. It was everything to me. I loved it. I'm waiting for part two.
It's amazing. Yes. When is the next parts coming out? Because we need to continue. Honestly, can I just hire you and then you can finish the Phantom Tomorrow comics books that we never will get?
Oh my God, please. You know what? In fact, don't even ask permission. Just fucking do it, please.
Do it. Just do it. Just do it. That way, at least we have some type of ending that the horrible company never gave us.
I'm forever gonna be bitter about
I
that.
am forever petty about it. Also, side note, Nicole turned 30 in October on
What the
Hallmark.
f? Ruth turned 30 in November. What the hell is happening here? Why are we just calling me out? We're both old, is what we're trying to say.
November. The only thing I could find in November was the Fall in Reverse most popular monster tour announcement in Australia, which starts in March. Yeah, and then I didn't get anything in December. I mean, just November of the Fall in Reverse Australian tour. So.
I guess that's kind of where the year kind of dwindled down and came to an end. Yeah, it ended with the Australia tour. And then December realistically was a hopefully a good vacation for the guys, and hopefully everyone enjoyed their holiday and it was magical.
And Andy's birthday too. Did I
Yeah, didn't he turn 34?
know?
Yes. Yeah, because he's only 4 years older than us.
Fuck you, Andy, and your skincare.
Oh yeah, which apparently he did answer. He answered that question, I thought, at one of the unveiling
I forgot
shows.
the answer, but he did. I'm just like, of course, Andy. You just have good genetics.
That's really all it is to it. And he drinks a lot of water, you guys. He hydrates himself.
I'm hydrating this month, okay? I'm hydrating. Nicole, you should do the same.
Girl, I am my water bottle, left it on the bed.
Good.
But I am hydrating.
I think that's all the things like we could find as last year for 2024 for them. If we did miss something, please let us know. I mean, obviously the Bleeders was such a huge thing for them last year and stuff. And as we know for this year, they're working on a new album. Obviously, as of right now, they're going on tour with Fall in Reverse again in March. There could be a possible tour this year. Then again, we don't know because or music video single drops of their new songs and stuff, which I'm sure we just cannot wait.
I would love nothing more than to get a tour this year. I'm not hating if we don't. I understand working on an album takes time, but I think we can at least expect a sneak peek from something. If it's not, if it maybe a sneak peek from like a music video or maybe a single can come out. Who knows? But you know, they always blow us away though. Like watch them just throw another EP our way and it just comes totally out of left field.
We need more merch, please.
Yes, please. We ended on Devil in the Mirror. I believe next is Goodbye Agony.
If you decide to continue on with the self-titled songs, please just like, don't make me wait because I love Crowns of Thorns. It's the
And I was about to say, hear me out on this, okay? I thought about this. Crown of Thorns. We're like, oh, every song, they're doing like one really crazy merch drop. Crown of Thorns, a BVB Crown of Thorns. Imagine the BVB logo and all the thorns. Like this, it would be so sick.
song. Yes. I just can't wait to see what they have in store for us. I know it's going to be epic and stuff. I know that Andy, at the time we're filming this, is on a type top of Comic-Con thing right now. Today in the 12, Andy's right now doing the Carolina Comic-Con in Columbus. Yeah, Columbus, Ohio right now. So he's right now doing it for his meet and greet and stuff. So yeah. Dude,
That has got to be one of the most coolest experiences ever.
if there ever is a chance in Seattle or Denver, whichever one or nearby,
Yeah.
if I go, I will dress up as the ghost of Ohio and surprise him.
Dude, yes, I love your Ghost of Ohio look. It's spot on.
So, but we're excited. We're excited. We're excited for the new year and the new goodies and the new topics and everything.
I know. I'm ready to be very surprised this year.
That's all that we got for the 2024 BVB recap. Again, if we did leave something out, let us know in the comments below. I know Andy and the other guys had their own things going on too, a lot of interviews here and there. I know that Jinx had his whole movie Devil's Vortex come out on Amazon Prime, right? Yes.
Yes, it's available right now on Amazon Prime to rent or to buy. For anyone that is wondering, that is a horror movie. Let's just say a lot of the guys did their own little side projects last year. But if you have not seen The Devil's Vortex, please, I encourage everyone to go on Amazon Prime and rent or buy it. Check it out for yourself. Support Jinx any way you can.
And also, again, another shout out because I know we didn't do that much because of events last year that interrupted our show. Shout out to all the fans that we had last year to share their BBB stories, who joined us for fun videos and stuff. Also, the guests that we have, Lee, thank you again for coming on, and Joe Flanders. It was such a joy
Yay.
to talk to him. And of course, Maribel from Curse Cosmetics talking about their makeup collections. We're hoping to get some guests on this year. We're currently, yes, as you guys know, we have had Andy, we've had Lonnie, we had Cece. Guess who we're missing? Jinx and Lonnie. I mean, Jinx and Jake.
Was like,
Jinx
what?
and Jake. Yes, we are trying right now, okay? That's all we can say.
Yeah, I will 100% say Jinx is in the works, but that's all I can say.
Just say, guys, he's very introverted.
Yes, but
Very. But Jinx,
he will
you
come on.
happen to come across here. Jinx, this is my plea. We would love to have you on our show to talk to you not only about your amazing project, about your inhabitant and your house, your childhood home and stuff, also your a Devil's Vortex narration that you did, that we would love to talk to you about that, and also just talk about you. Personally, for me, I've said this multiple times, I would love to know more about your epilepsy story, honestly. So, Jinx, by any chance, please, 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 please. I know you're introverted, but please, we would love to have you on.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. But you know what? If it takes the whole year, if we don't even get you till December, we will be
Again,
grateful.
we will be grateful. Once again, guys, you can find all of us on social media and stuff. They will be down in the description below. We are still currently working on our intros and outros right now. We unfortunately did not have anything really fancy set up, so we kind of have basic ones. But trust me, they're in the works. They're coming. They're coming. They're coming. Also, this whole TikTok thing being banned on the 19th, we will see what happens. So if TikTok is gone for us, we still have an Instagram and a Twitter and stuff, and so please follow us there too. So.
And of course, once again, we are on YouTube, so you can also hit the subscribe button and watch our videos there and all streaming platforms for anywhere you can listen to a podcast.
Everywhere. Just type in BBB Army Hearts the Hearts. And with that, guys, we will see you guys next week. It's back. We're back, baby. We are back in routine every single Wednesday.
I'll see you guys next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye, guys.